The scripture lesson is from John 13, verses 1 through 11. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The call to follow Christ is a call to be a servant. Johnny, I thought it was interesting in the... Where'd Johnny go? Oh, he'll be back. But did you notice that scripture that he read? He was reading about Jesus calling James and John. Well, now Jesus has called Johnny. And Jesus has called Courtney. And Jesus has called Aaron. Not just to be deacons, but be servants. In fact, the word deacon literally means a servant. John, the gospel writer, gives us more details about that Last Supper than any of the other gospels. And Courtney, what you were reading for us, when the disciples first gathered in the upper room, it was customary for one of the servants to wash the feet of the guest. Something happened, we don't know, but there was no one to do that. And so Jesus begins to do that, but you notice Simon Peter objected. He said, "Lord, you're not going to wash my feet." I think Simon Peter thought maybe that was too demeaning, that Jesus, the great rabbi and the teacher, should never lower himself. But Jesus said, this is what it's all about, to be a servant, to lower oneself. "For the Son of Man," he once said, "did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And we're about to gather around the table that symbolizes the greatest service, the greatest sacrifice, and the greatest love. There is no greater love than one to lay down his life for his friends. I don't think I've ever had a service before where we combined communion with ordination. When you think about it, it's a perfect combination. The two, shall we say, go hand in hand. Because we gather around the table that symbolizes the greatest service and the greatest sacrifice. And in just a few moments, we will set apart, we will ordain, we will lay hands, we will bless three of our church members who have been called to be servants. And in the service of communion, as a way of symbolizing their new role as servants in our church, Megan and I will step aside, and our new deacons will take on the role that we normally take in serving the elements to the deacons, who in turn will serve the elements to you. In the Gospel of Matthew, he gives his account of the Last Supper. "Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it. And he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you, I shall not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And then it says, Jesus and the disciples sang a hymn before they went out to the Mount of Olives. And so let us sing a hymn before we gather around the table. Let us break bread together.